In a major concession to deregulate the electricity generation sector and remove red tape to allow for increased participation by independent power producers, the Minister of Environment, Forestry and Fisheries has, thanks to DA pressure over the past few months, announced her intention to gazette measures to simplify and speed up the rollout of solar PV projects. The DA's call for a ring-fenced state of disaster on Eskom and the electricity sector, which has been widely covered, specifically implored national government to remove onerous environmental and other regulations that were slowing down the licensing process for independent power producers. While the DA welcomes this announcement and looks forward to providing input once the regulations are gazetted for public input, we are of the strong view that much more needs to be done to remove red tape across the entire electricity value chain. It is important that urgent steps are taken to waive local content requirements and import tariffs on imported steel, compel NERSA to conduct its regulatory approach within a disaster response frame to help lessen red tape and approve generation projects in shorter timelines, facilitate the opening up of transmission and infrastructure investment to public-private partnerships, require the Department of Energy to provide full transparency on requests for Section 34 determinations to ensure that these are attended to in the shortest possible time, and make it easier for small-scale embedded generation to become a critical component of the overall electricity generation mix. These interventions should, at the bare minimum, form the basis of President Ramaphosa's much-delayed and eagerly anticipated energy crisis response measures.